day that we mourn for the dead, but it is most importantly a day that we fight for the living. And I want to congratulate all the forestry families that have travelled from around the country today, already having lost everything, but prepared to fight. Fight for the living, fight for the next generation of forestry workers who are just as much at risk now, right now, in our forests, as their loved ones were. I also want to recognise the other 51 workers that were killed in New Zealand workplaces last year. 10 of them in the forestry sector, 18 of them in the agriculture sector, 6 of them in the construction sector, and you'll hear from John, 3 of them on our ports. These workers have paid the price of a deregulated, unsatisfactory health and safety system. A system that said the employer will self-regulate and keep these workers safe. A system that has said if you speak up, if you dare to question whether you should be working 11 and a half hour days in the snow, in the rain, with plastic bags stuffed down your boots, as we heard from our forestry families yesterday, if you dare to question, don't expect to work in this industry again, because work rights in this country will not protect you. There's been a double whammy for workers. There's been the deregulation of health and safety, which has basically seen the entire inspectorate wiped out. The regulations not kept up to date, very little enforcement, and this attitude that we will let employers take care of this themselves. And the second double whammy has been the removal of work rights in this country. It is no coincidence that the 5 most dangerous industries have virtually no union organisation at all, no work rights, largely contracted by major companies to much smaller companies who are squeezed over price. It is no coincidence that they are the most dangerous industries in this country, and it has to stop. Basically, both work rights and health and safety law needs to change. And let me tell you about this government, who keeps saying they're doing a lot about health and safety. They have delayed the passing of the new health and safety law until after the election. But they've managed to make room in that house to change work rights again, to remove, for example, the tea break and the lunch break for working people. And you can hear from these families of men who are working 5-6 hours without a break in the pouring rain, too wet to stop, too far away from the shelter, too much under the control of the employer to suggest that in a decent working day people would stop to have a rest break. In that parliament, they are not prioritising health and safety with this government. They are prioritising giving employers more rights. And they say themselves, Simon Bridges, the Minister of Labour, workers have too many rights in this country, and that is why we need to change the law. And this is the result, and you will hear from some of Lincoln's mum. So I say to you, let's be sad today. It is a sad day. It's a very sad day. But let's be angry too, and let's be organised. Thank you.